This week's Pasha, Pasha's Bechikoisai, the Torah tells us the scha that we'll get for keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs. And it's written as follows: Ifonisi aleichem, says Rabbi Yishum, I will turn specially, give my attention to you, the hifresi eschem, and I'll multiply you, v'hirbeisi eschem, and I will, as we'll explain, v'hirbeisi eschem, says Rashi, b'koima zakifa, and I will make you upright, stand straight, v'hakimoisi esberisi etchem. And the same Rashi, we have just a few psikim later, at the end of the bruchah, says the Torah, ani Hashem loikeichem, Asher hoitzeisi eschem es Mitzrayim, v'esh bo moitois ilchem, I will take off all the yoke and the oppression which is on Klal Yisroel, v'oilech eschem koi memiyas, and I will take you koi memiyas. Says Rashi, what does this mean, koi memiyas? Bekoima zekifa, standing straight, standing upright. So I want to speak today about this koima zekifa. A yid should stand straight, should be upright. What does this actually mean? And the question is, there's a beferish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Mamish, in the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Hayim, Simon Beis, Sif Hei, paskins the Shulchan Aruch, Usa leilech bekoima zekifa. It's forbidden for a yid to walk bekoima zekifa, standing straight, standing erect, with his nose up in the air. You're not supposed to walk like that, because it's derech gava, it's haughty, it's showing off. A yid should be a little bit bent over, looking down a bit. Not walking bekoima zekifa, says the Machaber. So how does this Rashi then fit into the halucha was written in Shulchan Aruch? So, kipshitoi, we could explain the Rashi, that Rashi is referring to le'usid lovoi, like we see in Tehillim, in Medrash Tehillim, in Perek Kif Menvov, on the Pusik, Hashem zoikeif kefifim. The Rabbi Shalom is going to make straight those who are bent over. Says the Medrash, who does this refer to? Imi heim hakefifim. Who are those who Rabbi Yishon is going to straighten them, who they're now bent over? Eili Yisroel. This refers to Klal Yisroel. Shaguli bechitzle le'uretz, which they're in gulis and chitzle uretz. Shemiyoyim shaguli mishalayim loizokfi koimusam. From the day Klal Yisroel went into gulis, they can no longer stand straight. Why can't they stand straight? Because they are kefifim le'enei soineyem. They're bent over from the tsuras of the gulas, of the shibud, in front of the enemies. V'hei mahalchim aleyem. And the goyim are treading on Klal Yisroel. So these are the people who the Baruch Hashem is going to straighten us. Klal Yisroel. Eili ha'koifim kaimusom l'tachnema Hashem zoikeif kefifim. So we see this medrash refers to the future. And that's how we understand the Pushup Shat in Rashi. And that's what the Sfasemis writes as well on this week's Pasha. Says the Sfasemis, Afopi sha'omri chachomim sh'usa leilich b'koyim ezekifa, akashi yetikin karui, k'moy le'usid, then we'll be able to be makabel, moir shemayim, and to be straight at the same time. Rak sheba'olam hazeh, at the present, i'efsh lekabel hayira rak alidei kefifas koima. At the moment, we're not on this madrega to be able to stand straight. But finishes off the Sfasemis, he haftocha, it's a promise, sheyichli leilech bekoima zekifa. In the future, when Mashiach will come, we'll no longer be downtrodden. All Yidden will be able to stand straight, stand proud that we're Yidden. Now in Gulis, unfortunately, we're downtrodden and we are oppressed. So this Rashi doesn't refer to today. It refers to le'osid lovoi. However, I had a kasha. We make every morning, when we wake up in the morning, lots of bruchas. One of the bruchas we say every morning, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Zoi Keif Kefifim. Why do we make this brucha? Tells us the Gemara in Masechtas Bruchas. When a Yid wakes up in the morning, what should he do? Kizukif. When he stands straight, Leimoi, he should say, Baruch Zoi Keif Kefifim. And the Shulchan Aruch explains to us, when you sit up in bed, Yivorech Mate Asirim. A person's in bed, it's like he's imprisoned. You can sit up, Baruch Hashem. You know, some people, they wake up in the morning and they can't climb out of bed. They become ill, something happened to them. You wake up in the morning and you open your eyes and you can sit up in bed, say, thank you, Hashem. You've just released me from a prison, as if to say. So you sit up in bed, you make a brucha, mata asirim. Kishizoy keif, when you can stand, Baruch Hashem, I get out of bed, put my feet on the ground. Oh, Baruch Hashem, my feet are working. I'm standing up straight, I'm not falling over. Thank you, Hashem. Kishizoy keif, yivorech, zoy keif kefifim. Then says the Shulchan Aruch, the next brucha. You break house alamoyim. When you close your shoes, shosli kotzoki. When you start walking, hamechem et tzadikove. And so on. So I see from this Gemara, from this halacha, we thank Hashem every single day that, Rabbi Hashem, you make me stand up straight. And we're not speaking about le'osid lovoi, when Mashiach is going to come. We're speaking about today, this morning. Tomorrow morning in Mitzvah Hashem. So if there's an issa to stand up straight, like the Mechaber says, usa leilech, b'koyma zekifa, it's forbidden for you to stand straight. How come we're making up such a brucha? And what does it mean, this brucha? Comes the Avodram, and the Avodram, and also other Rishonim, another Rishon called the Reba, Rabbi Yochai was the Rebbe of the Ramban, ask a different question. You wake up in the morning and you stand up, you thank Hashem that he is Zoykeif, he makes straight those people who were bent over. When were you bent over? Were you bent over? I know bent over means somebody Nebuch is doubled over and he's looking on the floor, bent over Nebuch, and he's been fit. When were you exactly bent over? Now I have to thank Hashem, I'm no longer bent over. Writes the Avodram, Afa Pisha Einoi Kofif Mamish, although you weren't really bent over, Elefish Zoykev Koimusoi, but because now you're standing straight, Shahoisa Kefifa Kol Halaila, because the entire night it's as if you were bent over, therefore you have to thank Hashem. So says the Avodram, when you're lying in bed, it's as if to say you are bent over. But this also needs an explanation. You're not bent over when you're in bed. So why do we say now, I thank Hashem, till now I was as if to say, says Avodram, it was like I was bent over. Now I'm no longer bent over, you've straightened me up. I thank you that your Zoykev, you straightened those till now who were bent over. What does this mean? As if to say we were bent over in bed. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Chagiga, in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, Shisha Dvorim Nemri Bivnei Udom. There are six things which have been said about man, about people, of which Shloisha Kemalachei Ashuras, Shloisha Kebehema. In three of these things, humans are similar to the Malachei Ashuras. And the other three, we are more similar to animals. Says the Gemara, Shloisha Kemalachei Ashuras. And which three things are we similar to Maluchim? We Yeshlem Das. We have knowledge, understanding, like Maluchim. Animals have no das, they just act on instinct. We have das, we're like Maluchim. Emahalchim bekoyim ezekifa kemalachei hashures. We go standing up like Malachei Hashures. And the third thing is Mesaprim Belushin HaKoidesh, like Maluchim. The Mor says there's another three things which were like animals. We eat and drink, like animals need to eat and drink. We also need to eat and drink. Maluchim don't need to eat and drink. We have children, Malachim don't have children. So if we have children, so means we're not here forever. So again, similar to animals. And we have to be excused. Malachim don't need to be excused. Those three things, we are like animals. But one of the three things which we are compared to Malachi Hashurs is Mahalchim Bekoima Zakifa. We go standing straight like Malachi Hashurs. What does this mean? So we had a few parshas ago in Parshas Kedoshim a mitzvah Mipnei Seva Tokim. You have to get up, have to stand up straight when a seva, somebody who's an old person, machlokes over 60, over 70, when an old person comes into the room, mipnei seva tokim, stand up to be machabed this person. The Oy HaChayim HaKudosh explains this pusik b'derech remez as follows. He quotes a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah says, Horeshuim kefifei koima. Reshuim are regarded as if they are bent over. He might be very tall, this strapping athlete, 6.5 foot tall, standing. But if he's a Rusha, tells us the Medrash, Reshuim, they are regarded as bent over. Says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, V'yetzav Hashem le'udam. The Rebbe Yisrael has commanded us, Mipnei Seva Tukim. It means you should be masaken all your actions before you get old. Don't wait till you're an old person then to wake up and start doing tshiva. You should start when you're young already. V'zihi koimusoi. And then you will be standing straight. Because those who are Ashoim, says the Medrash, they are bent over. Mipnei Seva. Before you become old, took him. Make sure that you took him. You stand up straight. Make sure you can be an upright yid before you turn old. Says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, this we understand now as well. Parshas Nitzovim. Atem Nitzovim Hayoim. Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kilchem. Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. We know there's Amida and there is Nitzovim. Nitzovim means to stand up straight. If we're standing in front of the Rebbe Yisrael, this is like an Eved in front of his master. An Eved doesn't stand up straight. Why, when the Torah describes when Klal Yisrael stand in front of Hashem, does the Pusik use this word Nitzovim to stand up straight? Says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, Lefi shekol shehi merichik mahakadisha koimusoi namicha veroishoi shefela. Anybody who's far away from Torah, mitzvahs, from Kedisha, that person isn't an upright individual. He's a bent over person. Therefore, tells us the Torah, you know when you are truly standing straight, standing upright? When you are lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. The Sgalen Rebbe Zechayna Levrucha in his Sefer Noam Eliezer quotes this Or HaChaim HaKodesh. And with this he answers a gewaldig akasha. It's already Erev Shavuos, Erev Kabbalas HaTorah. Everybody knows the famous Chazal on the Pusik, Vayisyatzvi Betachtis Hoho. The Klal Yisrael stood underneath the mountain, underneath Hasin. What does it mean, underneath? Tells us Chazal that the Rebbe Yisrael was kufa aleihem ha-kegigis. Rebbe Yisrael forced them, as if to say, into accepting the Torah. Asks the Sgalen Rebbe, if a person is forced to do something against his will, you're not standing up straight. A person who's standing straight is somebody who's showing he's free, feels confident, he feels in control of himself. Somebody who's being forced to do something, those type of people are not standing straight. So how can it be that when Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai and they were forced to accept the Torah, kufa aleihem ha-kegigis. On this pusuk, where we learn out from, is where it's written by Yisyatzvi, they stood up straight, betachtes ahol. But if they were being forced, how can they stand up straight? It doesn't go together. Zuk the Skelana Rebbe, what the Torah is teaching us is the emissar standing up straight, the emissar koima zakifa, can only be when you keep Torah in mitzvahs. That's what's called standing up straight. But somebody who doesn't keep the Torah mitzvahs, he's far away from the Kedushah, says the Medrash, Reshoim al kefife koima. They are bent over. It might look like to us they're standing straight, but it's just what we call an optical illusion. Really, they are at Seklapta Hashana. There's nothing there. The emissa koima zakifa is when a person is makabel the Torah in mitzvahs. And this is what we see as well, Chazal tell us, a medrash, that the Nochosh was given a klula after the chet from Udom Arisha, al gechoincho teilech. It has to crawl on its stomach. How did the Nochosh appear beforehand? Tells us the Medrash Rabbah as follows. Rabbi Tony B'Shem Reb Meir, Lefi G'deluso Shal Nochosh Hoya Mapalusoi. His downfall was as great as his importance that he had beforehand. He became Ura Mikol. Rabbi Omar Hoya Oymed Kakuna. Before the chait, he was standing straight like a rod. And he had feet. That was how he appeared before the Avera. Because of the chait, so the Nochosh was cursed. He no longer could go straight. Not only could he not go straight, he has to crawl around on his stomach. And this is the Zelbe Yisod, that a person who keeps the Torah mitzvahs, he is oimed bekoima zakifa. Such a person is standing up straight. A person who does Averis, he is bent over. Now the original question we asked was, why do we make a brucha when we wake up in the morning, zoikev kefifim? Hashem straightens those who are bent over. Were you bent over by night? You weren't bent over, you're just lying in bed. But the pshat is as follows. What's the difference between a bus of a dom, a human being, and lahavdil, a behema? A bus of a dom stands up straight. What does it mean he stands up straight? His head is on the top of his body. Head, then comes the heart, and the lungs, and the stomach, and then the feet, and so on. So the moyach is the spitz, is the highest part of his body. That's the chashivas of a bus of a dom. Mahalchim bekoyma zakifa kemalachei hashus. He walks straight like malachim. What's so great about walking straight? Pshat is your moyach is at the top, the highest part of your body. Animals always go with their face down to the ground. That's how animals are. Now, when you lie in bed, you think about it, you're horizontal. What does it mean that you're horizontal? Your head and your heart and your lungs are on the same level as your feet. There's no difference. Your feet are equal to your head and your heart. You're horizontal. That means you've lost the mala of what it means to be Tzelem Elokim. Abus of Adam, his chashivas is, his koim is a kifa, his head is high up. My head is higher than the rest of my body. Those are the koim is a kifa. When you're lying in bed, you're flat, you're all the same. So we wake up in the morning and we thank Hashem, Baruch Hashem, I'm no longer on this level of being flat, my head with my feet. Says the Avodram, although you weren't really doubled over, so why thank Hashem? He straightened those who were kefif and doubled. You weren't really doubled over, but it's like you were doubled over. Why is it like you were doubled over? It's not like it at all. The answer is because the chisurin of those who are doubled over means that their head is not high up. They're like animals. Animals, the head is facing towards the ground. We, our head should be facing towards Shemayim, higher than the rest of our bodies. Explains the Mabit, was one of the earliest achroinim, in the Sefer Beis Elokim, he wrote on Tfilah, Perek Zayin, Shah Tfilah. Why is it that we have to daven Amida? It's called Amida. Why is it called Amida? You have to daven standing up. Why do you have to daven standing up? So probably you always thought, because that's bekovedik. Bekovedik, sitting down, just sitting, lounging around, slouching. It's not bekovedik. Standing up, I understand that's a chashivas, to stand up. Like we explained, somebody old comes into the room. You stand up, it's a sign of respect. So I understand that we have to stand by davening, a sign of respect. Not really that sitting down is something wrong with sitting down, but it's more respectful to stand up. Says the Beis Elokim, a totally different mahalach. And he explains what we have been saying till now. Tam lomenetz tavinish ti avoidah shel korban shel tefillah b'amida. You want to know the reason why when one brings a korban and when one davens one has to stand up? Says the Mabit, if you were to ask anybody, what's the main difference between a human being and an animal? Most people don't answer, well, an animal can't think, he can't speak, and a human does. Well, that's the main difference. Of course, there are lots of differences, but the main difference, says the Mabit, Nema shahevdul shebein min ha'udam lebal chayim hi chayim medaber. It's true. That's what you say, that's the main difference. In Kolza Hahevdal Hamafisim Venirahi, that's not the difference which is straightway apparent. You know, if you see a cow in the field, you don't know he can't talk unless somebody's informed you that cows don't actually talk. So we are all grown up knowing that cows don't actually talk. But I can't see it on the cow that he doesn't talk. Just if you hang around cows for a long time, you'll soon find out that cows don't actually talk. But I can't see it on the cow that he doesn't talk. So I have a picture of a cow and I have a picture of a person. Neither of them are talking because it's only a picture. So now, how are you going to tell me what's the difference, the main difference between this picture of the person and the picture of the cow? You tell me the cow doesn't talk. Well, the picture of the person also doesn't talk. So what's now the difference? Says the Mabit, the most recognizable difference, Hahevdel Hamafis and Venerihi, Shahoilech Bekoim Ezekifer. A person goes standing upright, and that is because he is a Chai and a Medaber. Keloim Ezek the Mabit, he's got an Ashoma, he's got Seichel. Masha'ein Kimba Balachayim, but animals go with their head pointing down to the ground. All animals go with their head pointing down to the ground. Says the Mabit, when we offer a korban, when we daven to Hashem, you know why you have to stand? Because we have to make that differentiation between a person and an animal. I'm standing because now I've come to the realization, what is a bus of Adam? Who's a human being? A human being is a person who goes with his head lamala. That's the ikka, what I am. That defines who I am. My feet don't define me who I am. You know the famous footballers that earn millions and millions of pounds. Somebody once asked me years ago, what's wrong with the sports? You know, runners, athletes, jumpers, all these things. Anything wrong with it? Is it against the Yiddish Hashkofa? There's something treif, something pusel. The actual concept of celebrating somebody who can run faster than anybody else, somebody who could jump higher than anything else. Anybody else, is there something wrong with that? I said, you're missing the point. If a human being can run faster than anybody else, however, that's, and you're celebrating that, that's not our mala. That's not what we came to the world for. Any deer can outrun this athlete. Any tiger, any lion, any zebra can out. So what are you trying to say? I can run half as fast as a zebra? I can run a quarter as fast as a cheetah? Groyse yichus. You're celebrating something which is not, that's not defining what I am. I can jump so high. Well, any chimpanzee can jump far higher than you. So you've missed the point. What you should be celebrating is somebody's achieved some achievement using his head, whether it should be in Torah or Lahavdil, done something for the benefit of mankind. He's used his head. There's no animals in the world which can use their head to invent something, to do something for the benefit of others. This defines who we are and what we are. When you are celebrating that Yenna can use his hands, he can use his feet, he can run faster, jump, you've totally denigrated the mala of Abusa Vadom, and you're putting him on par with the animals. We are not animals. That's not what we are. Again, it could be Lahavdil the Goyim, but then that's what they, the way they look at themselves. But we, Klal Yisrael, Am HaNivcha, VaYitzyatzvi B'tachtis Ho-Ho, we stood upright underneath HaSinai. Upright? Yes. Because when we receive the Torah, that defines that we are Yidden, and therefore we stand upright. Now we understand every morning when we make the brucha, we thank Hashem, Zoykef Kefifim. Till now, I was as if to say I was Kefifim because my head was on the same level as my feet. Now I'm standing upright. And with this, now we come back to our original Rashi. The Kasha was, Rashi says, Ve'oilech Eschem Koyme Mias. Says Rashi, Bekoima Zekifa, but the Kasha is, you're not allowed to stand Bekoima Zekifa. What it refers to is, yes, there's a Haluch and Shulchan Aruch. Don't go standing like a pole, like a rod, with your head stuck up like that. That's wrong. But a Yid has to go Bekoima Zekifa. And Bechikoisei Telechi, if you keep the Torah mitzvahs, that's an upright Yid. That's the emesa koima zekifa from a Yid. Said one of the greatest tzaddikim, Reb Mechel Zlotsheva, we say in after Brichas HaShachar, we say, V'chol koima lefonecho sishtachave. A Yid has to bow in front of Hashem. But I want to bow v'chol koima, with my whole being, with my whole koima zekifa. Then it's got a chashiva, it's a person who can bow. He's really a koima zekifa, and he's machnia himself. That's already this madrega. Don't go with your head upright, but you have to be a koima zekifa. That koima zekifa, v'chol koima lefanecho sishtachave. There's a beautiful vod from the Chofetz Chaim, this week's parsha. The parsha starts off in b'chikoisai teleichi. You should go in the ways of the Torah, in the paths of the Torah. Tells us Rashi Shati Amelim B'Torah. And the Mefarshim all ask the same question. Why does the Torah use the word Halicha? If we're speaking about learning Torah, why is it described as a Halicha? Should say, if you keep the Torah, keep the Chikim. Why, if you go in the path of the Chikim, Chikoisai Tele, go in the path. Says the Chofetz Chaim as follows. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Bruchos, in Daf Chof Ches, that before a person starts learning, and after a person finishes learning, he has to daven to Hashem. Before he starts learning, he has to ask Hashem, please Hashem, Shlo'oy mal tumei tuhoi, v'loy al tuha tumei, v'loy al mita usa, v'loy al usa mita. I shouldn't make a mistake in my learning. When you finish learning, you have to thank Hashem. Thank Hashem, I was zoicha to learn. I was zoicha to be here and to learn. What do you say when you thank Hashem? I thank Hashem. Shesamta chelki miyoshe beis hamedrash, v'loy samta chelki miyoshe kerunas. I was zoicha to come into the beis hamedrash. I wasn't sitting outside, just twiddling my thumbs, wasting my time. Sha'ani mashkim, v'hei mashkimim. We both get up in the morning. I go to learn Torah, and they go to waste their time. Ani omol, v'hei mamelim. I'm working hard, and they are working hard. Ani umar le mekabel scha. I'm working hard, and I will get to scha. They're working hard, they'll get nothing. I'm running, and they're running. Ask the Chofetz Chaim, this tefillah, difficult to understand. We say, Ani umel v'heim amelim. I am working, and they are working. Ani umel emekabel schar. I'm working, and I will get a schar for it. V'heim amelim, and they're working. V'ein emekabel schar. And they're going to get no schar for it. Have you ever seen anybody who works for free? Everyone wants to be paid. Regardless what job he's doing, whether he's an accountant, a solicitor, a baker, a bus driver, whatever it should be, everybody wants to be paid. So what does it mean? I am working and I will get a schar. V'heim amelim v'einam mekablim schar. And they'll get no schar. Gezug de Chofetz Chaim, a gewaltig yesod. In Gashmias, being paid for a job, you only get paid if you deliver the goods. Somebody, let's say for example, orders by you a dress. Let's say for example, you are somebody who knows how to sew, you know how to manufacture clothes, and somebody comes to you, they're making chasna, I'd like to order by you a gown for the colour. How much is it going to cost? £2,000. Can't remember anymore how much they cost. Could be double. £2,000. Okay, so you are the dressmaker. You go and you get the material. You cut it out. You're busy working with it on it for weeks and then sewing on the buttons and all the everything that goes with it. And what happens is, after working days and nights, by mistake, some red paint got spilled over that beautiful white dress and it all ends up in the bin. So when the customer now comes to pick up the dress, are you going to turn around and say, yep, I did the dress, but unfortunately there was a little accident by the way, doesn't matter, but I've made the dress, here you are, £2,000. The customer will say, sorry, I'm not buying that dress, I'm leaving it, I'm not. So you'll say, what do you mean? Do you know how hard I worked? Days and nights for whole weeks, and you know how much money I paid to buy the material and to put it all together? I'm very sorry. I only pay when I receive the goods. You're not giving me anything. There's nothing you can give me. So I don't have to pay you. Zug the Chofetz Chaim, in this world, you only get paid for the goods. But if you come along and say, but I worked so hard, it took me so much time, doesn't make a difference. And let's say we have two people who do the same job. They both get paid the same. But one of them, it took them 10 times as long as the other. They're not so good at it. It takes them much longer. It's much harder for them. Much more difficult. Do they come along and say, you know, a guy is a baker. Let's say a loaf of bread costs £2. So it comes in. Everybody comes into the bakery. It's one winter's morning. And you put a sign up, this morning, bread costs £10. £10? What on earth? £10 for a loaf of bread? Yeah. Do you know what it took me to bake the breads today? It was a major snowstorm outside. I had to shovel the snow out of my path for 3 hours. Then I got into my car, I started driving. It broke down, I had to call the AA. I was stuck outside for another 2 hours. And then something else happened, and then something else happened. And I came to my bakery, and I realized I forgot the key at home. And I had to call a taxi, and the no taxi came, so I had to walk home. I walked home in the snow, I got sopping, and a whole sorry story. Well, you know how hard they were? £10 a loaf of bread, please. I feel very bad for you, but I'm not going to pay you an extra penny because it came so hard. That's by Gashmistik of things. Says the Chofetz Chaim, when it comes to Ruchnius, the Rebbe Shem doesn't just look at the result. The Rebbe Shem looks at the effort. Ani omol im makabel scha. I will receive the scha even if there was no result. I couldn't produce the goods. I couldn't get the car started. I couldn't open the door of the bakery. I couldn't get the oven on. Well, I got the oven on and everything got burnt because I was so frustrated. It got all burnt and I forgot to take it out. Doesn't make a difference. You tried your hardest. You tried your best. In Torah, in mitzvahs, Rabbi Yishon will give you the schar for the omol. So this is what we thank Hashem. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's why the Torah tells us, in bechikoisai teilechi, shetiyi amelim batoira. When we want to know what's called omol ha-toira, striving, toiling in toira, it doesn't refer just to when you're sitting, learning. It means when even the halicha, the going. I couldn't be bothered to get up this morning. Oh, I just wasn't in the mood. Leave me alone. Not interested. But I got up eventually and I came and I sat down. So you get a much greater schar, but you haven't done anything yet. For the fact that you did that omol in the halicha, you get a gewaltige schar. And this is actually written in Tuna Devei Eliyui. It says in Tuna Devei Eliyui, Perik Tes, Hakoi lefi rov hamasa shehi oisa, kach riach hakoidesh shoira ulov. A person wants to be zoicha to Ashos Hashchina. It all depends how hard you had to toil and to strive to get there. Kach omri, this is what they said as follows. Baala shel devoira am ha'oretz hoya. Devoira, we know in Nach, Sefer Shoftim, she was a groiser tzadekis, a shofetes. Her husband was a am ha'oretz. Omri loy ishtoy, his wife Devoira said to him, Boy ve'ez lecho pesilas, I'm going to make candles. V'hoylech oisim lebeis hamigdash shebeshiloy. And you take them to the Mishkan in Shiloy. Devoira knew her husband was a very simple fellow. He couldn't learn. What's going to be with him? So she said, you know what? I'm going to make candles. And you take them to the Mishkan. That will be your Omol HaTorah in this world. Bringing candles to the Mishkan. That way you will be between Elecha, Chusha v'Yidin. And through that, you'll be zoicha, says the Medrash, hakoi lefi rov hamaser. This, you've worked hard, this is what you're capable of, you'll get kach hashchina shoira olov. So this is what we learn out from this week's Pasha. Omol HaTorah is not just for those who are very clever, those who've got a good IQ, it's hakoi lefi rov hamaser. The harder you try, then the Rebbeinu will give you schar. We should all be zoicha, take it Shabbos, and to be mekabel the Torah, mit alle bechinas, omen ken yirutzoi.